Good afternoon. Merry Christmas. What a crowd. I preached last time, maybe November, the first Sunday of November. We have about maybe 40 or 50 people. We have over 60 people today. It's a kind of pandemic, you know. That's a revival in a theological term. And thank you for music and testimonies. And let me introduce myself, those who do not know me. I'm a pastor of this church, Hiroshi Horikawa. And I'm I preach in Japanese service in the morning, and sometimes I preach in English service. I missed yesterday's International Christmas meeting. I saw a couple of pictures, but it's a wonderful time. And thank you for bringing your friends and colleagues to this church and give them the Word of God and show the love God showed us through the Christmas. Because most of Japanese don't know about the true meaning of Christmas. They know the Bible itself, but they do not know what the Bible means, what does God says in this book. So maybe we're going to do the international some kind of meeting again in the maybe Easter or next Christmas or someday. But I'd like to share some message from the letter of Paul wrote the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 13. In this Christmas season, I preached from the Pauline letters. The series is called the Pauline Christmas. This is Christmas season, so regularly I preach from the Gospels, Luke or Matthew, sometimes John, because the Christmas stories are written only in the Gospels. We cannot find any Christmas stories except the Gospels. But this year, I preached from Colossians in Japanese service. And then I tried to find some Christmas stories from Paul's letters. And actually, Paul does not tell where Jesus was born, his parents, or how he was born, like he was put in the manger, or the sheep, the shepherds came to worship him, or angel came up. Or Paul does not tell anything about that. But my question is, did Paul know anything about the Christmas story? What do you think? Luke was the partner of Paul's mission trip. And Luke, explained what the Christmas happens. You know, he is maybe the only one who explained about the Zacchaeus and angels and shepherds and kind of thing. So probably Paul heard from Luke about some stories about Christmas, right? But Paul did not tell anything about Christmas in his letters. I don't know, or anybody doesn't know why. But I think Paul probably heard about the stories about Christmas, but he did not want some stories. He did not heard directly from somebody. So he does not tell, where or how Jesus was born. However, he stressed, he mentioned many times Jesus became, Jesus came down to the earth, and he was God. He is God, but he became human beings. And he did not care about, historical things, how, where Jesus was born. The most important thing for Paul was God became human to rescue us, to save us. So I preached three times in Japanese. So it was from Colossians, Corinthians, and Ephesians. And today I'd like to show the Pauline Christmas story, very short, from Ephesians 4, 7 to 13. Please open your Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 13. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean? Except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Especially verse 8 and 9. This is why it says, when they ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? Paul used the word descended. Of course, the most important and most famous scripture about Jesus' incarnation is the Philippians chapter 2. Most of you know. In Philippians, Paul said Jesus humiliated himself. He was the God, the creator, but he humiliated himself. He threw out his throne, his godliness, and became man. Not just a man, became a slave, and he was crucified for us. But this chapter, just I read, he used descended, because Jesus was ascended later. Why he was descended? He was on the throne of heaven. He created this world. He's the God. He's the Lord of all lords, God of gods. He does not need anything. But he descended. He came down on this earth. Why he came down on this earth? Because he ascended. This is not a good explanation, but in the scripture I read, verse 8 said, "When he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men." This is the this is from Psalms 68, chapter 18. This quotation shows the picture, which is like the triumph of the general who won the war. It's like maybe the David, he battled against the enemies and won the war and came back with the hall of trophies, came back to Jerusalem. But Jesus descended, he came down to have the battle with something. This is the first picture I have get from the scripture. Jesus, of course, he came down to the earth to become our friends and to to heal us, and then he gives the love to us. But when I was reading this picture, I get the picture like Jesus came down this earth to fight against the enemies. That's why Paul used descended in this scripture, I think. You know, like Jesus was on the throne, on heaven, and he was watching over this whole universe. And he was watching the human beings are struggling, right? We had hard time, we are droning in the sinner's sins, and we fight each other and hate each other. We had tons of problems. And Jesus on the throne like this. What the, you know. But our Jesus Christ, our God, our gracious God, he did not stay on his throne. He did not just watching us. He descended. He came down from the heaven to this earth to fight against our enemies, to defeat our enemies. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us, and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." Amen. This is the one story of Jesus' battle. He fight against our sins. How? He was beaten and he was nailed on the cross. The picture, one guy was nailed on the cross, which means it shows like the total lose, right? It's like nothing about victory, triumph. He's a loser. The priest says, he's a loser. If you're a son of God, why don't you save yourself? The Jesus on the cross, well, the people who tried to kill him, they thought, wow, we won. But that is totally wrong. The cross is the sign of triumph, the sign of victory against our sins. He died on the cross, which means he put the he forgave us all sins, having canceled his written code with its regulations that was against us, that stood opposed to us, have took it away, nailing it to the cross. The picture, the Jesus himself, it shows our sin are nailed, are done. Jesus came down to fight against our sins, and he won. He defeated our sins. And also let open 2 Corinthians 15. 2 Corinthians 15. Verse 55-57. 2 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus defeated the death. He defeated death, our death. Since he died on the cross and he was risen from the dead, he shows the victory from death itself. Death does not mean anything to us. Paul said, the sting of death is sin, the power of sin is the law, but thanks to be God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus descended on this earth to defeat our death. Of course we die. Yes. But our death is not the end. Right? Our death is the start of our new life. Paul said, I want to take out our physical body, our physical temple. I want to get the spiritual temple as soon as possible. But I have to be here. I have to do our God's mission so I stay alive. Romans 16:20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Actually, Satan was not defeated 100%. Satan is still alive. He's trying to tempt us, trying to lose our faith, But Jesus, he was, he got the temptation in the wilderness, and he shows how to defeat the temptation of Satan. How did he defeat him? He used the Word of God. If we have the Word of God, we can defeat Satan. He obeyed, Jesus obeyed the will of God until the death of Christ. That is the picture we follow. Of course, he was struggled. The prayer of Gethsemane. He prayed, he struggled. But he finally obeyed the will of God. Then he defeated Satan. And the Bible said, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Soon. God will crush Satan soon, pretty soon. And finally, John 16:33. The Gospel of John 16:33. Please keep these verses in your heart. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus said, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus descended to say this, to show, become as 100% same as we. He became a human being. He threw out his ability, his everlasting life, omnipotent, anything. He threw out everything. He descended. He became us, like us. But he showed, I defeated, I overcome the world as a human. Then you can. You won't be a loser. You can overcome the world. Amen? Why? Jesus did it. Yes. He is our Lord. We are his disciples. We just follow him. He overcome the world. He said what? Take heart. Take heart. You have heart in you? You have Jesus' heart. So Jesus came down. He descended to defeat our sins. He descended to defeat death. He descended to overcome the world. I want to open the last passage, Romans 5:14-15. Romans 5:14-15. Nevertheless, death reigns from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was pattern of the one to come. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? The sin came from one man, but the grace from one man, Jesus Christ. What the Bible said. Overflow to the many. His grace is overflow around you. You don't need to go and find and looking for. Grace is full. We are swimming in the grace of God. Amen? His love. You cannot escape. His love is the whole universe, or bigger than that. You cannot get out His love. Jesus descended. He came down. It's like a ring, a boxing, a wrestling. We are loser. We cannot fight. We're just watching His game. And He came up the ring. Okay, I'll defeat your enemies. Watching me. Watching me. How did He win? He used His life. He threw out His life. Put Himself on the cross and defeat the sin, defeat the death, defeat the Satan, overcome the world. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for Your descending. Since You descended, You are ascended. You are now on the throne of God again. But we saw Your fighting. We saw Your battle. That was real. It's not the virtual battle. We saw Your battle on the cross. We saw Your blood. We saw Your tears. We saw Your whipped. We saw Your nailed. And then we know we are saved. Our enemies are gone. We are free from sins. Dust does not mean anything. Thank You so much, Lord. Thank You for Christmas. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And God bless you.